Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and you're tuned in for the morning interview. I have two guests in the studio with me this morning, Jackie Fernandez-Hamburg, who is the curator at Sheldon Jackson Museum, as well as Selena Alexander, who is the artist in residence at Sheldon Jackson Museum. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you.
I want to turn right to you, Selena, and learn a little bit about you as an artist. I had some notes that you're Koyukon Athabascan, so maybe a little bit about what region you come from and what sort of art you do.
Okay, my late parents are Lloyd and Amelia D. Wild. I'm from Hootsuite, Alaska, which is Koyukon Athabascan. I grew up near the Purcell Mountains, which is divides Inupiaq from Koyukon Athabascan. I started my art when I was about 7. My mother taught me first, and then my grandmother.
So young. And what did you start with? What were your...
Well, just doll clothes. But
so it was sewing?
Yeah. I made my first money when I was 13. I dressed a Barbie doll in full Native gear. So, yeah.
Tell us about that outfit. What was that first outfit?
Well, it was made of muskrat and mink and furs like that, moose skin, little beadwork, and I put a ruff on it. I think I sold it for $35 back then.
That's pretty good price.
I learned my beadwork. My mother started me, and I learned from my grandmother, too. A lot of stuff I learned from workshops, books. For instance, porcupine quill work I learned from a book. The caribou hair tufting, moose hair tufting, I learned from a friend of mine that brought it to Alaska from Canada. So I work with all kinds of materials.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about caribou tufting as someone who doesn't know what that is. What exactly is that?
Caribou hair tufting or moose hair tufting is what it was started out in Canadian Athabascans. A friend of mine, late Denise Hardesty, took a pin apart and taught herself and brought it to a workshop in Fort Yukon, and that's where I started. I learned it. This was about 30, 40 years ago. So it's become popular in Alaska with caribou and reindeer. I've done Sitka deer and moose hair. It's just a process of long process of dyeing the hair and making items out of it. A combination of tufting, beadwork, and quill work.
I'm curious also about, you mentioned earlier that your first outfit was a Barbie outfit, which I feel like is such a great thing to be talking about now with the explosion of Barbie right now.
I know.
It's perfect. You should bring that outfit back out, do more. But you mentioned like using muskrat. I'm curious, and now you're talking about caribou tufting and that you've done it with Sitka deer. And what other sorts of material, porcupine quills, what materials do you use for all your art?
Well, start with the skins. Native tanned moose, deer, caribou skin. I work with moose and caribou and reindeer hair, feathers, bones, any kind of bead you could think of, all kinds of beads, different sizes.
Fish skin.
I started fish skin last year, which is kind of new for me. Yeah, I'm always looking at a combination of raw materials and things I buy.
And then what is the art that you, what is sort of the final product when you're done using all of these materials? What are the art pieces you make?
Well, I've made clothing, mostly display items like boxes. I've made a moose heart bladder, a moose... pericardium bags, boxes, pins, necklaces, jewelry. Mostly jewelry items.
Okay.
Is what I work on. As far as clothing and bigger things, I do those for my family.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned jewelry because I did want to talk a little bit about, you have a talk coming up soon on the 28th of this month, but you'll also be offering an earring making class on October 4th. So let's first maybe talk about September 28th. And Jackie, feel free to jump in with maybe some times and places if they're not familiar to you, Selena. But what is the talk that you'll be giving on September 28th?
Well, it'll be an introduction of myself and my parents and grandparents, and then how I grew up and how my art has evolved, I guess. Just a little bit about my life, I guess, with I've had 7 children, and right now I have 15 grandchildren, so I like to pass it down to my grandkids, which I've been doing. So
you're already a teacher. You're teaching your family.
This spring I taught in Unaklik, Shishmaref, Teller, and Shaktulik. So I was teaching my Inupiaq neighbors up north.
Well, we're so lucky to have you down here all the way in Southeast. Thank you for being here. This is pretty exciting. And we'll get to learn from you. You're going to be teaching earring making?
Yeah, I'll be teaching porcupine quill earrings, porcupine quills, and moose skin. Beads combination.
Okay. And then, Jackie, can I turn to you for where people can go to attend these things, how they can get involved?
Oh, sure. If you visit the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum website, which is www.friendsofsjm.com, or if you go to the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum Facebook page, or check out the Sitka Sentinel, you can see all the information, including the Zoom login and password. The talks are actually going to be all on Zoom and simultaneously in person. If people want to go to the museum to hear the talk, Learning My Art Forms, on September 28th at 2:00 in the afternoon, they can call the museum just to make sure they have a seat reserved since space is limited. The number for the museum is 907-747-8981. And again, you can get the Zoom info from the Friends website or Facebook page. And then the October 4th and October 5th porcupine quill bead and moose hide earring making class is actually already filled, but you can call the museum to get put on the wait list. And we're so pleased to have Selena here. If you attend the talk, whether you're on Zoom or in person, you'll see a whole host of photographs of her wonderful work. One of the neat things about her is she's so creative, and she really likes to blend all these different mediums and materials together and come up with really creative things, like working in porcupine quills into her embroidery work along with the beadwork and even some of the garments she's made, like vests, for example. And you can see pictures of her fish camp and her family and all sorts of other things if you join us. And we'd love to have you there. And also, Selena is only here until the 29th. So if you can't attend her talk on the 28th, you're only 5th. Here until the 5th. So if you can't attend her talk on the 28th or go to her earring class on October 4th and 5th, make sure you come visit her, since the 5th is her final day at the museum and she flies out of here on the 6th.
Okay. So
5th.
And people can come by the museum and visit you. You'll be doing work throughout your time here in Sitka.
Mm-hmm. Most days of the week, during Monday through Friday. She's usually there Wednesday through Friday from 10 until about 4:30 with a break for lunch.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I do want to ask you one final question, Jackie, just a little bit about the Artist in Residency program. I know it is always looking for support and that there are funders that do it, and you have other residents coming up as well. So maybe if you could tell us about that.
Sure. So the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum underwrite the Alaska Native Artist Residency program, and it's supported largely by the National Endowment for the Arts, as well as private donors. And Alaska Airlines gives us some support, as well as some local hotels. So we're really grateful for that. And if anyone is interested in finding out how to support the Alaska Native Artist Residency Program, you can go to the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum website, or you can give the museum a call at 907-747-8981. We'd love to have your support. The next artist who will be here is going to start off on October 6th, and his name is Golgopal Oscar. He's Yupik, and he'll also be giving a special presentation called Decolonizing the Mind in Western Spaces on October 9th, which is Indigenous Peoples Day. And we will be open at the Sheldon Jackson Museum with free admission for a handful of hours, kind of limited hours that day. His talk is going to be in the afternoon at 1 p.m., and we'd love to see you there. But before that, stop by, visit with Selena, come to her talk on the 28th.
Get on the waiting list for that. Mm-hmm.
For the 4th and 5th.
Yes. Yeah. Great. That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Jackie Fernandez-Hamburg and Selena Alexander, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.